Amazing. Guys, we got a few seats back here if anybody would like to take a seat. So come on in, fill in if you'd like. Well, very good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to our city council meeting this day, May 12th. The time is now 5:33, so I would like to open the meeting at this time. I want to welcome everybody to our meeting this afternoon. Staff, council, all of our guests and visitors, thank you so much for being here. Also want to wish all the moms in the room a very happy Mother's Day yesterday. So thank you all very much for being amazing. And thanks for spending your Monday afternoon with us. Our first item on the agenda is our invocation. We always like to start with prayer. So, Council, I'm very excited to ask Reverend Palmer, who is our chaplain, to lead us in our invocation. So, Reverend Palmer, thank you.
Thank you for this honor. Lord, we just ask your blessing upon the city of Woodway and all its public servants, residents, and just the whole community, Lord. We bless Woodway as a community of honor, mutual respect, and care. And I declare that this is a city of grace, peace, love, healing, joy, and watch care over one another. Lord, today we gather to install newly elected individuals, help those individuals mess with the current office holders, and come together in a spirit of cooperation for the betterment and protection of this city and all the peoples thriving here. Lord, we ask for your wisdom to know what to do as well as what not to do. We ask for fiscal acumen. We ask for perspicacious planning, the creation, building, and maintenance of a vision of a community that cooperates with other communities to build this great area in economically, educationally, and spiritually. Lord, we just thank you for this group, and we thank you for this city, and we bless you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Palmer, for the prayer, and thank you for serving us as chaplain. We really appreciate it. Okay, at this time, if you're able, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Moving into our public comment time now, the City Council would like to invite citizens and guests to address the Council on any matter, including items that are on the agenda, except for public hearings. Those are going to be heard when the specific hearing starts. We ask that you please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R87-11. We have a timer up here on the screen behind us that will be the countdown timer for your 3 minutes. And we remind you that the council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that's not listed on the agenda. We ask that when you're called to speak, that you please state your name and address. And if you're speaking on a specific agenda item, we ask that you please state that item before beginning your comments. Thank you for your cooperation and understanding. All right, the podium is open at this time for anybody who would like to address council. Yes, sir.
Yes, my name is Marvin Goebel. I live at 14009 Horseshoe Circle, Woodway. And I didn't write this, but I'm reading it so that it can get into the record. The election's now over, and we were hoping for some transparency and honesty, but apparently Mr. Mayor still doesn't feel that it's necessary. I would think that as mayor for the city of Woodway, that he would have enough strength of character to want to be a steward for the city of Woodway rather than a pillager. For every citizen, elected official, and city staff, this is to correct misinformation put forth by Mayor Amin Corzal on the 5th of May, 2025, interview done for Channel 10 KWTX and seen throughout Central Texas. Mr. Corzal illustrated from a 2019 study that the renovation cost of the old original Woodway Family Center would be in excess of $3 million. This is a factual misrepresentation. On the other side of this letter, one will see the far more accurate cost involved. Total cost for this opinion of construction cost, that other page on the back side of this, totaled $444,544 after removing the amount for the restrooms, which have already been renovated. If one wished to estimate the cost to comply with ADA compliance, estimates discussed have ranged from a low of $40,000 to about $100,000. One could triple the highest estimate to up all the way up to $300,000, which is purely arbitrary. But to make a point and to add that to the $444,544 for a total of $744,544, then multiply that figure by an inflation adjustment of 1.246 covering the period from 2019 to current 2025 and arrive at a total of $927,701.82. In other words, well under $1 million, so less than one-third of what Mayor Corzall was promoting as needed for renovation. This is simply to illustrate that all citizens must watch exactly what their elected representatives are doing in and out of office. Note, a very important fact, though, the portion that Mr. Corzall included was for an addition to the old family center. Was that not what the new Woodway Family Center was meant to be? And I'm going to run out of time, so I'll let my neighbor finish it.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir, if you'd like to come to the podium, please, and get your name.
I got it. Yes, I'm Richard Hutera, 14033 Horseshoe Circle here in Woodway. This is the continuation of what Martin was talking about. So I'm going to sit here and go on that. Let's see here. I have it on my phone. Okay. Now, isn't it interesting that this $2,978,500 figure was for an expansion of the old Woodway Family Center that basically would be the same as what we got in the new Woodway Family Center for $6.7 million? Now, think deep and hard about that. It makes one wonder why the city would pay more than double to achieve the additional space. The new Woodway Family Center cost $508 per square foot, most of which is large empty space. This is your money that's being spent. You know, the old Woodway Family Center can be renovated without ADA compliance for approximately $554,000 even, or roughly $45 per square foot. Even if ADA compliance costs $374,000, this is just under $30 per square foot. So for roughly $75 per square foot, the old family center can be renovated and have ADA compliance easily. In fact, it should cost much less than the high estimate. And so, you know, hey, we're just being responsible citizens here, keeping everybody in check. So,
great.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else, please? Yes, sir. If you want to come up to the podium here. Yes, sir, if we can get your name, please.
Richard Maker. I live in Woodway. I want to take a moment to thank publicly the police chief. Last council meeting, I spoke about a residential home on Harbor that's running a swim business from their home and often blocking the fire hydrant. His quick response got, and Mitch's, got the quick response, got the curb painted red for safety with no parking. The homeowner, I was advised, agreed not to have so many autos parked on the street. Well, tonight I saw that they had six, but we can live with that. His kindness even goes further. My wife had a company make challenge coins for Liberty Hill Cemetery, and we exchanged tokens. Woodway has a beautiful insignia, a coin. So thank you, Chief. want to say that May 17th, this Saturday, 9 a.m., we're cleaning up Liberty Hill Cemetery again. The next subject, the city pointed out that they have an exclusive contract with Frontier Waste Management, that Woodway residents can only rent a roll-off dumpster via the city. Okay, then why is TNB Bank allowed to have a dumpster service and rentals? Woodway Baptist Church to have Lone Star dumpsters, and a third roll-off dumpster on Tanglewood subdivision, who I believe is a developer and a former city council member. Makes me think, rules for thee, but not for thee. So thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Anybody else, please? Yes, sir. If we get your name, please.
Okay. My name is Michael Habern, and I reside at 633 Santa Fe Drive in Woodway, Texas. I am here tonight representing the citizens of Woodway, Texas. Now, you, the mayor, and your council have heard the truth about the cost and the condition of the original Woodway Family Center here tonight. In the condition report dated October 23rd, 2019, it is written on page 11, and I quote, "Most of the work necessary is cosmetic. Structurally, the building is in relatively good shape. So now we know this building is not in any danger of falling down, or has it not reached its lifespan. This building was built in 1975. There are many homes that are currently occupied right here in Woodway that was built before 1975. So are we going to ask these residents to vacate their homes and tear down their homes just because they were built before 1975? Then why we, the citizens of Woodway, would allow the mayor and his council to tear down our original family center? It has been proven tonight that this building value outweighs the minor cost to open its doors for our citizens. This building was given to the city of Woodway for the sum of $10 as a gift with the condition that the city of Woodway would keep the building open for recreational purposes for the citizens of Woodway to enjoy, and upon that time that Woodway ceases to keep the building open, then the city of Woodway would be in default. It would go back to the Boys Club or its representatives. Guess what, Mr. Mayor? You are in default, and the city of Woodway is in default, and has been ever since you locked the doors and refused the citizens of Woodway to use and enjoy the Woodway original family center. So why don't you voluntarily give the building back to the Boys Club or the representatives of the Boys Club so that they can give it directly to the citizens of Woodway as ownership? The citizens of Woodway will operate it, maintain it, and without the taxpayers' expense. So we, the citizens, are asking for your motion to give the building back to the Boys Club or its representatives so that they can give the building back to the citizens of Woodway and not to the city of Woodway. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else, please? All right, I think that's it for public comments. Thank you all very much. We'll close the public comment time and move on to item number four. So, Mayor Pro Tem, I'm going to hand over items four and five to you for deliberation, if that's okay.
Okay, thank you, Mayor Corzal. I'm in receipt of a letter from Jared Goldsmith, who is the McLennan County Elections Administrator, that confirms that the May 3rd, 2025 joint general election is completed, and also to certify that all the ballots have been counted and that the tallies are a true and correct accounting of the results. And so, with that being said, item number five, the city of Woodway and the city council has a resolution that is before the council to take a look at those
votes. Hang on one second, Mayor Pro Tem. Officer, can we have some quiet in the gallery, please? Make a motion to open item number five.
Okay. So I will make a motion to open up item number five, as I was saying.
We just want to make sure that you're going to confirm that on the canvassing
Thank you.
Part. Canvassing. Confirm those results before we move on to the resolution.
Thank you, Donna. So I confirm that the results that are stated in the letter are as such. Council members for Ward 1, Place 2, we have two candidates, Charles Anderson, who received 620 votes, and Amin Korzal, who received 942 votes. For council member for Ward 2, Place 2, we had two candidates, David Wilson, who received 589 votes, and Dave Whitby, who received 948 votes. And then council member for Ward 3, Place 2, we had two candidates, Janelle Gilman, who received 936 votes, and Michael Hayburn, who received 617 votes. So now, I would like to request and open up for discussion, a motion to open up for discussion and consider action for resolution R-25-06 declaring the results of the May 3rd, 2025 general city election. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
You have a motion that's been offered and seconded?
Yes.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Okay. Motion carries. Any comment, discussion?
He's certifying it, right? I mean, we're just certifying he certified it, correct?
Correct.
So are we, we're actually accepting his certification?
You're adopting the resolution declaring the results.
Yeah, but I mean, he's already certified it, so we're not.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, formally speaking, you have to open it up for discussion.
I agree. Yeah, I remember it before. I just want to make sure I was remembering it correctly.
So, Donna, do I have to read the resolution? No, do I have to? Okay.
No.
Okay, so yes, we just opened up for discussion so that you all, if you had any discussion that you wanted to bring forth, you could. If not, then
that was,
I would.
That was the only
ask
discussion
if there's a motion for acceptance or approval. Is there a motion?
I agree with those numbers. I think they're accurate. So I move to adopt resolution R-25-06.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion carries. So I turn it back over to you,
Wonderful.
Mayor Korzal.
Thank you, Mayor.
It's been a pleasure.
Mayor Pro Tem Williams, thank you. One more time for Mayor Pro Tem Williams. We're gonna let Mayor Pro Tem vacate his seat at this time, and we're gonna move on to item number six. Administer oath of office to the newly elected council member. So, Mrs. Barkley.
We'll let him pass by and then.
Wonderful.
Do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the duties of the office of city council member of the city of Woodway of the state of Texas
And will to the best of my ability.
And will to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and laws.
The Constitution and laws.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And of this state.
And of this state.
So help me God.
So help me God. Thank you so much.
Mr. Whitby, your turn. Raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, David Whitby.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
Of city council member.
Of city council member.
Of the city of Woodway.
Of the city of Woodway.
Of the state of Texas.
The state of Texas.
And will to the best of my ability.
And will to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and laws.
The Constitution and laws.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And of this state.
And of this state.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the duties of the office of city council member of the city of Woodway of the state of Texas and will to the best of my ability
preserve, protect, and defend the constitutional laws
of the United States and of this state. So help me God.
Congratulations, Janelle Gilman, Dave Whitby. Congrats on your win. Very, very honored to Janelle have you back, and Dave, welcome to council. All right. Well, at this time we are moving to our organization of our council. So I am going to actually vacate my post at this time and pass it over to Mr. Shaw to carry out the organization of our council, starting with appointment to the office of mayor.
Sure. Item number 7, consider action on appointment to the office of mayor. We'll open it with a motion.
I elect mayor.
No, you need a motion.
Motion to open item number 7.
Move just to open this.
I move that we open this.
In a second.
And
Second.
Second. All right, Janelle, item number seven is consider action on appointment to the office of mayor. And so I'll open the floor for nominations to that position now.
I nominate Amin Quarzall for our mayor.
All right. Councilmember Gilman has nominated Amin Quarzall for the office of mayor.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Suri. Are there any other nominations for the position of mayor? Hearing none, I request a motion to cease nominations at this time.
I move.
So moved by Councilmember Whitney.
Second.
And seconded. And at this time, I will call for a vote. And Don, is this a record vote? It is not, so we can just by ayes and nays. So those in favor of Council Member Amin Quarzall for the position of mayor of the city of Woodway, Texas, I'll say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Respectfully, nay.
No.
Mm-hmm. By a vote of 5-2, the ayes have it. And Council Member Amin Quarzall is Mayor Amin Quarzall. Congratulations. Now we'll move on to item number 8 on our agenda, consider action on appointment to the office of Mayor Pro Tem. Again, I'll ask for a motion to open item number 8.
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
Item number 8 has been moved and seconded. At this time, I'll call for nominations for the position of the office of Mayor Pro Tem.
I nominate Story Cook for Mayor Pro Tem.
Councilmember Suri has nominated Councilmember Cook. Do you have a second?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Councilmember Whitby. Any other nominations for the position of Mayor Pro Tem? All right, calling for none, I'll request a motion to cease nominations for the office of Mayor Pro Tem.
So moved.
Moved.
Second.
And seconded. At this time, we'll call for the vote. All in favor for Councilmember Story Cook for the office of Mayor Pro Tem for the city of Woodway, Texas, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Respectfully, nay.
A vote of 6-1, Councilmember Story Cook is now Mayor Pro Tem.
Give us a second just to get organized up here.
Oh, yep.
Swapping things around.
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Shaw, thank you. Thank you for getting us organized there. Council, I want to thank you so much for nominating me, for voting for me to be mayor. I'm very humbled, extremely grateful to all of you for your confidence and your trust in me. I'm equally humbled and grateful to the citizens of Woodway who've allowed me to return to serve another term alongside other great leaders that you see up here. I also want to thank all the supporters who showed up this afternoon to support us, especially my family and members of my campaign team who gave up so much time to get to where we are today. Thank you. I also want to congratulate newly minted Mayor Pro Tem Cook to her appointment for this very important position. If we could just congratulate her. And if you notice, she's wearing Baylor green, okay? Just so she tried to say it was Woodway green, but it's Baylor green.
Equal opportunity.
Okay, I'm sticking with the Baylor green. Story, I have nothing but the highest respect for you, your wisdom, and your ability to make decisions that benefit all of Woodway. I look forward to continuing the good work that you've been doing, accomplishing even more great things over the course of this term. I also want to congratulate Dave Whitby again and Janelle Gilman on running excellent campaigns and choosing to give up an easy life in retirement to come and serve our city. Your presence on the council reaffirms my belief that a great city needs a great council, and I thank you for answering that call. Thank you. A great city also needs to be a united city. While differences and disagreements are natural and to be expected, we should learn to respect each other's different points of view. That's what makes our city so unique. Woodway deserves better than what we've experienced in recent times. Working together instead of tearing each other down is the best way to move forward toward our common goals. When we focus on the positives that we each bring and work together peacefully, we can see that Woodway has a table that's big enough for all of us to sit at. We are leaders up here, we're volunteers, and we set the example for our residents of what good governance looks like. There's no place for divisiveness, misinformation, name-calling, hurtful rhetoric. There is no our council or their council. There's only one council, the Woodway City Council. One of the ways that we can get started immediately towards returning to civility and a peaceful discourse and exchange on council is to bridge the information gap between citizens and their representative leaders. That's why starting this summer, I've asked the city manager and his team to start posting the full agenda packet before each and every council meeting. Now, citizens will have access to the same information that we get before our meetings. We'll, of course, redact bank accounts and other sensitive information, but this will provide facts for everyone to be able to read and will allow for a new level of transparency in our city. My hope and prayer as your mayor is to help to return us to a place that seeks to understand, a peaceful Woodway. And even when we don't agree, we can still work together peacefully for the good of our city. I'm honored to be sitting in this chair today. I'm honored to be sitting next to these great leaders. I'm honored to be working for you, citizens of Woodway, and I'm honored to be from Woodway. Thank you. Moving on to item number 9. This is discussion and consider action on resolution R25-07, designating Robert's Rules of Order, the 12th edition, to be the council's rules of procedure, except or in conflict with the city's charter or code of ordinances, in which case the procedure set forth in the charter or code of ordinances shall control. Do I have a motion to discuss, please?
I'll make a motion that we accept Robert's rules.
I'm not discussing that. I'm not looking for that.
We're doing discussion. So you make a motion to discuss?
I'll make a motion to discuss.
And I'll second.
All right. Thank you. Moved and seconded. Mr. Manager, anything further on Robert's rules?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Just briefly, the City Charter Section 2.10 calls for the Council to annually designate rules of procedure. In the past years, the Council has consistently adopted Robert's Rules of Order to fulfill this requirement. The 12th edition of Robert's Rules is the most current edition. That's the only notes I have.
Wonderful. We've been using Robert's Rules for a long time, so I don't think there's any issue in continuing it. Unless no. All good. Great. Well, I will entertain a motion on item number 9, please.
I'll make a motion to adopt Robert's Rules of Order 12th edition to be the council's rules for procedure.
Thank you,
and
Mr.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Mr. Russell. Moved and seconded. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, please say nay. Ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, council. Okay, we've got Robert's Rules taken care of. We're now moving into our presentations. We've got the Yard of the Month for May. So, is the Ortiz family here? The Ortiz family? No? Not here?
Do we have a picture of their yard?
Yeah. Well, let's look at their yard at least. Okay.
Very pretty yard.
This is the yard of Joe and Susan Ortiz at 301 Wooded Crest Drive. As you can see there, a very, very beautiful yard. We're honored to give them the Yard of the Month for May. So, Chief, we'll make sure that this gets to them. Thank you. And we'll make sure that this certificate gets to them, too. So, in case they're watching, why don't we give a warm round of applause for Thank you, Ortiz family, for making Woodway so beautiful with your yard. All right. For those of you who don't know what Yard of the Month is, every month we select a yard that is just unique in its beauty, and they get a lovely sign, as you can see up there. It's not a for sale sign, don't worry. Some people get worried. It just says Yard of the Month, and that's to thank them for keeping our city so, so beautiful. So this month it goes to the Ortiz family. All right. That's it for the Yard of the Month. Now we're moving on to the recognition of the Woodway Youth Commission members and graduating seniors. So, who have we got?
So, I have asked our community resource officer, Griffin Kenise, from Mayor Council. Thank you
very much. Yes, sir.
I'm going to hand it off to him, and he's got some special guests today as well.
Wonderful.
My name is Officer Kenister. I'm the community resource officer for the Woodway Public Safety Department. In this role, I'm granted the opportunity to plan, create, and host cool events throughout the city. Planning can be very difficult sometimes, especially if you're the only one doing it. So thankfully, I have a group of awesome young people here that help me plan these events. And a lot of the time, they're the backbone of the event themselves, and they don't often get the recognition that they are needed. So we have a couple of them that are...
Yes, sir. Can we get them to come line up right here in the middle so everybody can see?
Absolutely.
Yep. Come on up, guys. Wonderful.
Sure. Sure. Go sit down. Glad you're down. Go sit down, dear.
As I was saying, there's several of these young people that are graduating this year. I would like to give them the opportunity, a little exercise, doing some public speaking, to come up to the microphone and introduce themselves. If y'all don't mind, I'd like y'all to let them know how long y'all have served, where you're going to college, what you plan on majoring, and if you have any other exciting news y'all would like to share with the council and the residents of Woodway.
Hello, my name's Hazel Davison. I've been on the Woodway Youth Commission for 6 years now. I just wrapped up being the president for this last year, and I'll be graduating from Midway High School and going to the University of Texas at Austin as an environmental science major.
Hi, I'm Lauren Ziegenhagen. I've been on the Youth Commission for 3 years. I also go to Midway High School, and I will be going to Texas A&M College Station in the fall for ag business.
Hi, my name is Sophia Mitchell-Flores. I have been on the Woodway Youth Commission for 5 years. I am also graduating from Midway High School. I am going to college at California Polytechnic State University in San Luis Obispo and majoring in cybersecurity. Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
So that is all our graduating seniors. Unfortunately, we have some that weren't able to attend today. But if y'all don't mind giving our graduating seniors and the rest of the youth.
All right, Youth Commission, thank you very much, members. I know that you guys give up so much time to serve your city, so we're so grateful for all that you do on the youth side, and best of luck in this next chapter off to college. Wish you the very, very best. Okay, item number 12 is the presentation to the Heart of Texas 100 Club. Over to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So every year, the Youth Commission, again, they are able to host an event completely on their own. I'm just kind of sitting in the corner of the room, and they plan everything ground up. It's a really awesome event. It's called our Bound for the Brave race. It's the 5K and 10K race that we run down estates. Awesome enough, All funds and proceeds that we receive, donations for that event, go completely to the McLennan County 100 Club. We have a few representatives here today to receive the check. This is a ceremonial check. They've received the check already, but we'd like to present this in front of the residents of Woodway.
Presentation we'd like to make to them.
Like that.
Not quite the same. We want to give the Woodway Youth Commission a plaque for the generous support of our first responders and helping take care of those that take care of us. They've been doing it for years, and it's very much appreciated, and look forward to serving with you in the future.
Thank you, Heart of Texas 100 Club. We're so happy to partner with you, and congratulations on that wonderful fundraising effort. Thank you for being here tonight. Okay, that does it for our presentations for this evening. We're going to move on to the consent agenda. Items 13A through B, Council, are on your consent agenda. Everything can be approved with a single motion, so is there anything that you would like to discuss separately on items 13A or 13B?
No.
All right, there being none, doesn't sound like it. We'll move on to item 14, discussion and consider action on consent agenda. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
So moved, seconded, thank you. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the consent agenda is approved as written. Thank you, Council. Item 15 is the City Manager's Report. So I'm going to pass it over to City Manager Nylett for any briefings or updates for us this evening.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I will try to be brief. I just once again, Mr. John Williams, now in the audience, former council member, it was an honor working with you, sir, and thank you for all you've done. So I wanted to sign off officially on that first with you. Our mother-daughter annual dance was last Saturday. It was a sellout event. Special shout out to the pavilion staff. They made it an engaging and creative experience. Had a lot of really positive feedback and was well attended. Reminder that the next council meeting will be this next Monday on the 19th, and city offices will be closed on the 26th in observance of Memorial Day. I'll now ask Mr. Davison to come up and introduce our new hire, Mr. Stephen Vorak.
I'll be brief, but thank you for the opportunity. Stephen's our new Assistant Community Services Director. He's started last week. He's
don't be afraid.
He's we're looking forward to him coming on board. He's learning the ins and outs of the department. He comes to us from the City of Waco and their Public Works Department doing inspections work. He's got several years of experience doing that. I think he's from Nebraska originally, so we're bringing him from all over the country to Woodway, so it's great. But I just want to introduce him to y'all so y'all can see, put a face with the name. He'll be more and more involved as the time comes.
Yeah, we'll see a lot more of him at Parks and Rec, this council meeting, and some others. So there's the face with the name. And welcome again.
Stephen, welcome. That's it. Thank you.
And that's all I have, Mayor and Council. Thank you.
Mr. Manager, thank you so much for those updates. We'll move on to City Council reports. Council, does anybody have any reports from your liaisons that you'd like to share?
We don't know who the liaison is going to be for this coming year, but we do know we have a parks meeting coming up on the 22nd, next Thursday. It will be discussing the original family center. So it's going to be an important meeting.
Okay.
I just want to say how much I've enjoyed being the liaison on the Youth Commission. It was a wonderful opportunity. They have a lot of people, a lot of kids leaving to go to college. There's going to be, and if any of you out there have children that might be interested in serving on it. It's a great opportunity. So please consider it, or if you know someone who has kids that would appreciate that opportunity, please mention it to them.
Anyone else?
We have a PNT meeting tomorrow night.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, nobody else has anything. We'll move on to item number 17 and consider action on adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right, it's been moved. Seconded. We are adjourned at 6:18 p.m. Thank you, everybody. Have a great night.
Thank you.